Hello, welcome back to BC is Creepy.
I'm Ariel Hansen.
And I'm Topher Graham, and today is my episode. Okay.
Yeah, great. I am so looking forward to this.
Yeah.
So your episodes are always so awesome.
We're going to talk about a haunted house.
Ooh, haunted. Ghosts aren't real.
It's real. It's real. Not. Okay, fine. Well, today we're talking about the Sipperly House.
Sipperly.
It is...
Sipperly? Is it Sipperly?
Could be Sipperly.
You didn't Sipperly. Look up how to pronounce it?
No. Okay. Jesus. So, Sipperly House is one of Burnaby's most haunted. We're going, the next town over. Ooh. It is a three-story, 32-room mansion built in 1910, and since 1967 has been operating as the Burnaby Art Gallery.
Oh, interesting. I'm fascinated.
You're doing your nails.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
I don't remember grabbing that.
Okay. Well, the Sipperly House was built in 1911, and when it was built, it cost $150,000 and was the largest house in Burnaby, sitting on 20 acres of land, 10 of which were
land. That's a lot of land.
It's huge. Yeah. It's, it would have been one of the biggest at the time.
Ooh, big house. Big house.
A story in the local newspaper described it as a palatial home with its fine lawns, terraces, rockeries, greenhouses, pumping station for irrigation, lodge, stables, and outbuildings.
Do you hear that?
Hear what?
There's it sounds like thunder or something outside. There's this large rumbling. It's really loud. Don't you hear that?
No. But,
okay.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. So, it was owned by Henry Sipperly.
I feel like it's Sipperly.
He owned a successful real estate and insurance business, and it was Grace, his wife, who actually bought the land and built it as Fairacres Manor. And it was to be her retirement home.
Just for her? What if her husband wasn't going to live there with her?
Well, yes, they were going to live together.
Okay.
So it was built in 1911, and she died in 1917 at 54 years old.
That wasn't a lot of time in her retirement home. What was she even retiring from?
I assume, not much.
Yeah. I'm retiring from being a housewife.
So, in 1922, it was sold to Frederick Boscombe, who was the one-time mayor of Vancouver, and it was eventually sold to the city of Vancouver and converted into a tuberculosis ward.
Wait, but I thought you said it was in Burnaby.
Yep.
Then why did the city of Vancouver own it?
I mean, they're close.
I mean, I guess,
but this was the mayor of Vancouver. It was the big house that was...
Yeah.
Oh, so...
But, if it becomes city... That's just so weird. Was Burnaby not a thing yet back then? And did Burnaby split off from Vancouver at some point?
I think they were just trying to make more of the hospital.
They were trying to manifest some destiny. Vancouver, we want more land. We want that manor. We're going to take it from you, Burnaby.
You okay?
Yeah.
So 1939, they sold it from being tuberculosis ward, because they no longer needed that, and an order of Benedictine monks moved in.
Oh, great. Fucking monks.
Yeah. You know.
Fucking stupid haircuts.
All they want to do is praise God. But don't worry about that, because in 1954, it was sold to the Temple for More Abundant Life.
The what?
Yeah, it got a cult.
It got a cult?
A U.S.-based group headed by William Franklin Wolseley, who is a convicted bigamist. And he insisted his followers call him Archbishop John the First.
Oh, boy.
According to some reports, Wolseley had an extremely volatile temper, and the children misbehaved or failed in their lessons. Then they would get locked up in dark, tiny closets on the third floor dormitories.
Oh, God.
Sometimes for days at a time.
Oh, fuck that guy. Anyone who wants to be called a bishop.
Apparently, he was enraged when a six-year-old boy with a slight speech impediment couldn't keep up during the recital of the Lord's Prayer.
Can't blame him.
No, but he locked him up in his room, and the boy was so traumatized that he reverted to baby talk.
Ooh.
Yeah. The children of this school were taught that if they didn't believe what was taught to them in the classroom, they would die. So if they were displeased or if they disappointed the archbishop, they would be subject to, like, the cruelest punishments. And every child was forced to participate in the unorthodox sex and hygiene course, which Archbishop John the First taught personally.
Okay, creepy. Then. That sounds not good.
So he was exposed in 1959 as having outstanding warrants in the U.S.
No shit.
For extortion and spousal abuse, and he immediately fled B.C. But it was believed that he got caught and extradited to the U.S. And that was the end of, like, the Temple of the More Abundant Life.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
So that was, like, 5 years of that. And then it became a frat house.
Oh, wow.
For that's, SFU students.
That's a flip.
But they found it difficult to sleep due to paranormal activity, is what is reported.
Oh my god, it was probably just them being too drunk. It's a frat house, of course they're drunk, so they're not going to sleep well.
You know, like, it's just a community for people in...
I've seen the movies. I know about frats. They're party places for party people, and there's lots of hazing, and they don't...
Well, to your credit, during the student's tenure, the building was damaged by a bonfire that was set in the billiard room.
What? See?
And the exterior got covered in graffiti.
Yeah. No shit.
So, in 1967, Burnaby bought it, and it became the Burnaby Art Gallery. And we have reports of the following.
Oh, what mysterious did we report? Oh my activity. God, fuck. Seriously? Ghosts aren't real, dude.
So we have mysterious voices, screams, and laughter.
Uh-huh, that's footsteps so not heard real. In
empty hallways and stairwells, and lights turning on and off, footsteps. And doors are locked and unlocked. Light. Padlocks on doors violently.
Oh my god.
Okay, well, we also have specter sightings.
Ooh, specters.
Like a little girl skipping her way across the south lawn. A young white woman.
Oh my god, these people make
white,
so much stuff
and
up.
An elderly woman and a monk and a well-dressed man. Okay, you know what, Ariel? If you want to do the episode, then you fucking do
it. Okay. Well, that was awkward. I guess I'll tell you what his sources were. There's psican.org, evelazarus.com, scoutmagazine.ca, burnabynow.com, and that's about it. I don't remember what just happened. Like, why did he leave the room? Anyways, I guess this is really weird. Did I do something to make him mad? Like, just, I don't remember him talking about most of this. Oh, there was a ghost there. Okay. Okay, well, I guess just stay creepy.